So yesterday, we have two depositions left, me and Pixie. In a lawsuit, you have parties, and parties are the people listed as the plaintiffs, so the person engaging the action or beginning the action, and then you have the defendants, the people who are being sued or whatever. And in our wonderful, beautiful, amazing court case, we have not done party depositions yet, which are kind of the most important ones, generally speaking. And so we had a lot of court drama, and the judge was like, this is kind of retarded, so you guys need to do these in the next 10 days. The other side was like, well, your honor, what if we don't? And the judge was like, no, you need to stop making excuses. So now yesterday we finally did Pixie's deposition. I don't know why, but I'm a little offended. I don't know if Joan just doesn't like me, but Joan is the lead counsel on this case. So in any court case, you might have a variety of lawyers for a variety of different reasons. Oftentimes you can't appear if you're not licensed in a particular jurisdiction. So you'll have a local counsel. So it's just a law firm that's able to practice in that jurisdiction. And they might be your local counsel. That would allow you to bring in a lawyer from another state. They'll usually file an appearance pro ag vice, and then they come in. So my lawyer from California, that law firm is appearing on behalf of a local counsel here, right, et cetera, et cetera. Generally speaking, you'll have like a lead counsel on a court case, meaning this is the person who's doing the majority of the work, them and their law firm or them and their clerks or whatever. So Joan is supposed to be, it seems like, the lead counsel on this case. She's the one doing most of the work, or at least prompting the AI to do the work, whatever she does, but whatever. So we set up a deposition and we agree to a time and a date. Joan asks, because she says that she's not going to be able to be there, but there'll be another lawyer that goes with Pixie. And then Joan asks if she can appear remotely. So somebody shoots her a link where she can attend remotely, but that, I mean, that's it. She can watch if she wants, like she did for the hearing, basically. Pixie shows up with a lawyer, totally new lawyer this time, and Joan comes in via Zoom. And so, you know, we let her watch, but we mute her because she didn't fuck it. If you want to defend a depo, you have to be here for it.
And did Andy tell her that he was muting her?
I don't know if they mentioned it explicitly in the email, but I mean, it's Pixie shows up with another lawyer. You're not doing like a tag team deposition defense. I don't even know if you could do that normally. She has a lawyer with her. Joan, we let join the Zoom, and then we mute the Zoom. Joan starts spam calling the other lawyer there. The other lawyer's like, well, listen, like, Joan is going to defend this, but she has a flight out to from New York back to Miami or whatever. So she can defend until 1:30, and then I'll be defending after 1:30. And it's like, no, you're here now. This is retarded. So they're like, okay, well, this deposition is over. We're leaving. So it's 9:30 a.m. or whatever. They both walk. Obviously, all the laptops come out, and it's like, okay, well, we have to email the judge, and we need to prepare a motion to stay in my depo, because holy fuck. I can't imagine what's going through their head at this moment, because they already skipped their first notice deposition of the court without filing anything. They were told by the magistrate judge that they needed to show good cause for why they skipped it for no reason. We had our hearing a week ago. They didn't have a good reason for skipping it, which is why Judge Becerra said, you guys need to fucking schedule this. I think eventually we email them and we CC, obviously, the opposing counsel. We get our email first because we've got prompt emailers. Joan gets her email in like 5 minutes after, and I think the judge replies is basically something along the lines of like, if you guys need me for something, you need to file something, because I'm pretty sure she was in a very, very big criminal trial yesterday. I can't imagine how much her and Torres want to kill themselves every time anything related to this court case hits their inbox or anything. And we have the court reporter stay just in case, and then we have our video person stay just in case. We wait around for about an hour and a half, and lo and behold, Pixie and the other lawyer return, and they're like, you know what? Maybe we're going to sit for this deposition. Because I don't know what would have happened, like if the judge would have literally just thrown the entire case out. I can't imagine what she would do with having them skip a second notice deposition and then us issuing like another stay for bind to repeat the whole last process. Keeping in mind, too, that Judge Becerra has said multiple times that she doesn't like Zoom hearings and anything. Obviously different than a deposition, but like I can't imagine them trying to make that argument. Keep in mind, up to this point, Joan has not attended any deposition in person yet. The only one she's attended was the one that they noticed, none of ours, for Rose. It's the only one she's been to in person. They come back, and I don't know if this is like a federal rule of civil procedure or a local rule in Florida, but we have 7 hours basically to do a 7 hours on the record for a deposition. So maybe 8 or 9 hours if you include breaks, lunch, whatever else. We got our full 7 hours. I think we were there from, I think I got home at like 8 o'clock.
Jeez.
Yeah. The deposition itself was pretty annoying, pretty bad, pretty stupid. Props to Pixie this time, because she definitely prepared for this one in the most obnoxious, disappointing way possible. Basically now, this is so stupid, but her discovery to me was just completely not real. It was totally incomplete. It's just fragments of messages and fragments of conversations, nothing complete. I've provided entire conversation histories, the full thing of any conversation that she asked. In the deposition, whenever we try to ask her a question about anything in any of the logs that I've provided, she says, I have I have no specific recollection of this message, and I cannot authenticate or verify the image that you've produced for me. I have no idea how it was created, and I cannot answer to anything in here because I'm not sure if it was tampered with or not. So she gave that answer to basically every single question for about the first 3 hours, which was obnoxious, to say the least, because at some point we switched to like asking her questions. Okay, well, like, you've provided this message, and the message will be something like, haha, yeah, for sure, this is your production, right? For your discovery, your production, right? She's like, yes. And it's like, what were you responding to? And she's like, well, I'm not sure. And it's like, well, you didn't give us that, right? And she's like, yes. Like, okay, well, you can see that message on our production here where you responded to this message. So was that your response to that message? And it would be, I cannot verify because I have not been able to authenticate any of these messages, so I can't answer. And it's just, it was this for probably like 3 to 4 hours of this. Yeah.
Is the judge going to laugh this, like, at this, or?
Well, this is a fact dispute. This is not like, it would be a jury thing. But assuming it goes to jury, I think it looks really bad for them. I mean, she wouldn't answer basically any questions about anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to do the same thing?
No, I have real defenses for everything. I don't have to play stupid fucking games. So I'm fine answering any questions about anything.
I'm sure your attorney is telling you what to do. But I thought it was like you best to remain silent type shit, no?
Well, you answer simply.
Oh.
But I mean, like, you can't, it's a deposition. You have to answer questions. In a civil case, you have to answer questions. Because in a civil case, the jury is allowed to read you not answering as being evasive and to hold that against you. It's not like a criminal matter where you can't indict yourself. You can't say things that... Or, yeah, implicate yourself. Is coaching illegal? I don't know if I would say illegal, but a lawyer is not supposed to tell you what to say, but the lawyer can tell you broadly, like, what you should be familiar with and, like, how to answer a question. Yeah. I felt bad because Andy's very good at what he does, for sure. I think that the lawyer that they had with Pixie, maybe I'm just reading too much into it, but he seemed like he knew his shit. It actually seemed like a real lawyer this time. But I could tell that he wasn't very familiar with the facts of the case at all. So I don't know if the local counsel for Pixie found this guy or what, but there were so many moments where he had his head just buried in his hands after like watching this poor dude. And he seemed like he knew his shit. Yeah. He was doing proper objections this time. Joan will object like she's in court when she's doing a deposition. You're only supposed to do... When you're doing a deposition, you're only supposed to object to, like, form of a question and then, like, privilege, like, attorney-client privilege stuff. Because you're just to have those on the record, you're not really supposed to do all the other types of objections. But this guy seemed like he knew what he was talking about. But there were so many times, probably, like, 5-plus times where, I don't want to make this sound mean, but, like, Andrew's just very good at depositions. He's very good at kind of, like, getting somebody to answer a question or, like, push really hard. And there were multiple times where he would kind of, like, say something. He's being pretty aggressive. And then Pixie's trying to answer, and her little bit, stop, there was no question asked there. And then Pixie would start talking and he'd be like, stop talking. And she'd be like, oh, okay. And then Andy would look and be like, it's okay, you can answer the question. And then he'd be like, stop, don't talk, there's no question. they did this several times, which is very funny. Yeah, Jesus. I wrote down interesting stuff that I just thought kind of blew my mind. We tried to ask him questions about, like, how do you get to $15 million in damages? And she invoked attorney-client privilege for all of these. She would not answer any question related to damages. And it's like, you can't. So is the $15 million number, did this just come from your attorney then? You can't. Attorney-client. Can you speak to how you were damaged at all? Or an attorney-client. I was like, okay. Okay.
$15 million.
15 millies. Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep. I did get to verify a few things. So I found out that the lawyer that she's using is a family friend. Apparently he was her grandfather was like a mentor to this guy, the Carlos dude or something, whoever the local counsel is. And then I think Joan is also a family friend. At some point we asked her, how much money did you pay in legal fees? And she was like, over $50,000. I'm like, that's it? Or so my guess is, well, not my guess, we found this out later. So she gave, I guess, the whole give, send, go maybe to her dad, and then her dad is paying everything. So I'm basically just being sued by this family, I guess. Whatever. Oh, I found out that I guess for the discovery that I turned over last year sometime, she said she filed a pedophile police report about me, but then she would stop giving us any information about that, claiming attorney-client privilege. So that's amazing. Great. Okay. I wonder how many different police departments and FBIs and Interpols are all, I guess, investigating me for child porn or had investigated me for child porn. Jesus Christ. Her dad is paying for Lauren's representation and for her ex's representation. So the lawyer that was, and Abby's. So Joan, who was representing everybody, her dad was just covering the cost on all of that. She kept saying that she didn't remember if she was making any money or that she had no money at all or no income or whatever else. But like at one point she has two apartments in Miami and then she has a whole separate off-campus apartment in Illinois where she's going to law school. I have no idea how much, and we push her a little bit like, how are you paying for all this? And eventually, yeah, she's like, her parents, her family is just covering everything. And it's like, okay.
Problem?
I think her dad does, like, because I tried to look into this once to see how he was connected to lawyers. I think they have like a bunch of businesses in like Puerto Rico. Like I think her family is like very wealthy from Puerto Rico. So I just have like this family's open their war chest, I guess, to try to destroy my life, which is amazing. One of the funniest things was she left her phone out of the depot. Good for her. Because she kept saying, I can't authenticate or verify any of these messages. And I think about an hour in, we took a 5-minute break and I was trying to explain. I was like, no, she can. She has, these are on Discord. They're still there. I can search for these. They're on her phone. She has all of these messages. I don't know why she's acting like she doesn't. This is a lie. And then when we tell her, like, are you able to check your phone to see if you have it? She's like, I don't have my phone with me. It's like, is it out in your car? It's like, no, I left it at home. It's like, okay, great. All right.
Well, that's another trick you can use.
Yeah, that you should always probably do that maybe. This isn't legal advice, but good for her to remember to do that. Good job. Yeah, I don't know. Good memes.
All seems pretty unserious and stupid.
It is. Oh, we were asking before about the, like, why did you sue or, like, what was the motivation or whatever? And there were, like, three or four different points where she's, like, half of this deposition was, like, her crying and the other half was her, like, laughing and giggling. Dude, I don't know, man. I just want to kill myself. Speaking of that, though, yeah, she was, like, I either had to sue him or I had to kill myself. And I was, like, what do you mean? She's, like, well, I knew that if I didn't sue him to show everybody the kind of monster that he is, who hunts down minors and who violates the trust of women monstrously, multiple women, that he was going to keep doing it. And I was going to kill myself if I didn't try to get justice against him. And I was like, Jesus Christ. How can she say that when everyone has logs of her telling Straight Array that she wasn't going to kill? I don't know about those logs because she never gave any of them. She said that Aaron deleted all of her messages. I don't believe that. And then she said that she deleted all of her messages, or she would have to check or something. But yeah, because we never got any of those. But I feel like those would be very interesting conversations to see. Destiny, is she unironically mentally ill? So I'm going to be honest, and this might be one of the meanest things I've said. I think she's like white girl mental illness. Like, you know, some people just like kind of need a thing. Because one of the most shocking fucking questions that Andy asked, she said that she'd been like mentally ill since she was like a kid. And then like she had a depression on and off. And then I think Andy asked if she'd ever been prescribed SSRIs. And she's like, well, what's that? He's like, what do you mean? He's like, have you ever had an SSRI prescribed? And she's like, no. And she's like, well, maybe. Like, I had Xanax this past year. Is that an SSRI? And it's like, what? How do you not?
I don't know.
What? You don't know what an
SSRI is? I feel like everybody knows what a fucking SSRI is at this point.
Or knows that Xannies or benzos or whatever. Like, yeah. So I don't know, bro. It's just like all so fucking stupid. But like the crazy annoying thing for me is, because obviously I'm going to look to see what I have available to me for a countersuit. But like, if your dad is paying for everything, but you yourself are broke, it's not like I can go after her dad for money. Ugh, I don't know. She's got to be getting bored by now. Well, I don't think she's been plugged into this case for like a year. Yeah. I think she gave her phone to Joanne to let her do whatever. And then she just hasn't been paying attention to any of it for basically like a year or whatever. And then she's just off doing her whatever and whatever bullshit. Yeah. Do you think her family actually knows what happened? I don't know. I don't know who knows anything. But she had a couple new excuses for things that I thought were interesting. I think she said that like when we recorded our videos, she had this super specific claim that I've never heard before. She said, because I never knew that she sent anything that we made to her boyfriend. I never knew that. But I figured it was part of, you know, when we talked, just don't post on the internet, basically. But I think she said, she was like, because I think Andy asked, did you ever tell Steven that you were sending anything? And she was like, yeah, I told him right at the beginning we made it. That's why his face isn't in anything. Which, obviously, if you've seen any of my recorded stuff, my face is in explicit videos I've recorded before, and my voice is pretty recognizable. Why would I talk? It was just like such a stupid, like, what? But obviously, there's no way that I can disprove or prove any of that because these were all voice conversations. Oh, and then she also said she must have gone back through our logs, which is also cute. She also said, we talked about sharing videos and how we were only allowed to trade it with our partners, but we did it in one of the Discord calls that happened. So there's no log of that other than just we had a Discord call. So it's like, oh, well, okay, that's good. Based percentage odds of you losing event. Oh, no, I don't think there have been any chance of me losing for a long time. I don't think. Yeah. Well, I mean, for a jury, there's always a chance, I guess, if you get a super, super, super unlucky. But I mean, realistically, I don't think so. What did you say about why she isn't going after Solo instead of you? I don't think we asked any questions down that road. What do you think will happen to your reputation after this is all done and you win? Hopefully, I get a decent chunk of it back. But then it's just a matter of like working. And then when people see you working, and if I have a dismissal on this, then it's all good for me. You said you think your lawyers are watching your streams now. Can you talk more about that? Oh, just one of the counsels on my case seemed like he was a lot more familiar with my content than I realized. But I think even when I was doing the intake for my New York law firm, it was kind of weird slash funny because when I was initially doing the intake there and I was giving some broad details of my case and I had mentioned the video of me on Twitter, the intake person like asked a question. She was like, oh, okay, yeah. And then she was aware of who I was and what was on Twitter, yeah. Not to be an asshole or anything, why decide to have these explicit conversations and agreements over Discord in the first place? Well, I mean, I guess in retrospect, I should have a contract, I guess. But, I mean, I don't know.
This was contract.
Yeah, this was 2020. The idea of any of this even happening is kind of inconceivable to me. The whole fact pattern for so many different things related to this court case are kind of inconceivable. It's just wacky as fuck. It's just so wacky. Do the depots get filmed for the jury judge? Yeah, they're all filmed. I don't know how much is ever shown or released in terms of like the film stuff. The transcripts, I guess, get posted eventually, but I don't know. I'm probably doing a short stream tomorrow because I have to do my prep, reread all my shit. And then on the 30th, I do my depot. I have no idea if they're going to do the full 7 hours or not, but I have plenty of endurance for depositions. And then I'll finally get to see my biggest fan, Joan, face to face, hopefully.
She's not coming, man.
Are you able to get logs directly from Aaron since Doe isn't providing them, or can you not do that? I mean, we might have been able to subpoena her maybe, but I don't know. Now, at this point, they probably are deleted, so. I guess I didn't really think to ask Aaron because Pixie should have turned it over. There are just so many things that I just didn't think about in the beginning of this court case. Like, I just didn't really imagine, what do you do if the other side just decides that they don't give a fuck about any of the rules, or they just, like, file in bad faith, or just, like, blatantly lie about so much stuff? Yeah, I guess I just never really considered that before, yeah. Just a quick point for clarity. She said that she gave the Gibson Go money to her dad, and her dad has been paying everything from the start. She was always wishy-washy on all of that. She just said she didn't know the details of anything. Like, when we'd ask, like, how did you find this person? How did you pay for this? She's like, oh, I don't know. I think it goes to my legal team, or I think it goes... I don't even know if she has her own bank account. It might just be that her dad controls all of it. I have no idea. I did feel kind of bad for her in that deposition. But I have to, like, remind myself of, like, the fact pattern so I can keep the hatred levels high. That I can't believe that she revealed that, like... She went and filed a police report on me for
this girl fucking hates her. Because
at first I was like, if she filed a police report against me for revenge porn, I was like, okay, I guess, whatever. There's no way that I meet the elements of it. But it was for the Roe stuff where she was like trying to out me, or not even out me, trying to get me arrested as a pedophile. Jesus, I don't know. Good memes. But did she do that before or after the deposition of Roe's? Probably after would be my guess. I think that would have to be after.
But is it... that even crazier?
It doesn't matter. They don't give a fuck.
What are you gonna do?
Do you think Lauren and Hassan have talked to each other at this point? No. Lauren did email Hassan though to try to go on a stream, but I don't think Hassan responded. I don't think. It could be that he did and I just never got that in discovery. But did her wife get deported? No, not yet. Her answers for everything related to her wife were hilarious though, because we were like, how did she get her green card? Or did she talk to Lauren about this like bribe for her mom? And he's like, I don't know anything about that. I'm not sure. You'd have to ask her. How did she get her green card? I don't know. You don't know how your wife got her green card? Well, somebody had to sponsor her, I guess. Do you know who sponsored her? I'm not sure. You don't know who sponsored your wife?
Didn't she sponsor her?
No, she couldn't, because she wasn't making enough money. That's why Lauren offered her mom, said that that Pixie's wife would give her mom. Lauren De Laguna told her mom that Pixie's wife would give her mom, Lauren's mom, $10,000 to sponsor her for a green card.
And sponsor... Oh, okay, never mind. No.
To, like, attest to her character and fill it out. Yeah. That's definitely super illegal. Lauren even admitted that in the deposition, though. But whatever, you know. And Lauren's mom is a lawyer, too, but okay.
Lauren's mom is a lawyer?
Yeah.
And Lauren admitted that on her?
In the deposition, yeah. And she's like, well, I didn't know it was illegal. It's like, okay.
Sheesh.
I know you say that Lauren was the main instigator for all this, but is there something else that you could have inspired this much hatred for you? Lauren is definitely the driver, the big, 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 big driver behind all of this, 1,000,000,000%. But it really is like the perfect set of circumstances for Lauren as well. Like, she is a super spite-driven crazy evil person. Like, she's been involved in so many different things in the past, which I've seen more and more has come out of. And then the fact that, like, this situation arose and Pixie's dad is, like, wealthy enough and connected enough to have, like, lawyers that can throw a lawsuit at me. And then, yeah, it was just like the perfect nightmare. Why does Lauren hate you so much? Just because I didn't want to date her. But she does this for, like, any guy that shuts her down. I think she loses her mind over, right? Like, you guys have all seen the footage where, like, even Action Man had to call the cops on her to get her removed from his driveway. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Action Man, like, he's a kick streamer, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't see this.
Over here.
Like this? This was so crazy that this...
Told you that. Show me where I told you that, please.
Not only have we had,
Lauren, you're just... Lauren.
Oh, I haven't even seen this video before. I'm sorry, I just Googled. This is 7 months ago? I didn't even know this video existed. But this video right here... I'm sorry, I didn't know that this phone call existed.
Yeah.
But this video here was... Lauren apparently showed up at Action Man's place, and Action Man didn't want her to come over, but she showed up anyway, and then he had to call the cops to get her removed from his property because she wouldn't leave. And then obviously, yeah, she made that fake Reddit account to shit on Martin Shkreli after they broke up. She decided to join in against some, not even a lawsuit. She didn't even have a real accusation, but she wanted to be on the news talking about some doctor that got charged with sexual assault in Southern California. She just, like, shows up in a random news report.
She just craves fame.
Yeah. Wait, is it this? Did somebody find it?
Welcome to the Action Man house. We have this Lauren girl refusing to leave my house. And I guess she has drugs in her car, and she's going to be...
I don't know about that.
...for not leaving me alone. And here we go. Absolute lunatic.
This guy sounds like he's on some shit.
Welcome to the Action Man house. We have...
She just doesn't want to leave.
Lauren here.
Yeah.
Showing at my house. Refusing to leave. A day in the life in the Action Man residence. Why is this happening? We don't know. What is she laughing about? Just leave the house. Talking about the lease you want to sign.
Oh my God. I just heard her say, I just moved to Austin. She did live there. I just heard that in the background. Wait.
Talking about the lease you want to sign. Why are you...
I just moved on. Oh, she does live there now.
Talking about the lease you want to sign. Why are you at my house? She's talking about...
Did she say in her depo that she doesn't?
No, I think she does. I just didn't know at the time when she fucking showed up on the street. I think the conversations with Aaron are really, really, really bad for her. Straighter Aid.
Oh, okay.
One of the messages that people always try to get me on Kiwi Farms or Gistical and everything else is they always try to say, do you ever do this thing where if somebody says something like, hey, do you want to go out tomorrow and do you want any beer? And you like reply, you know, like, no, like, yeah. I'm good. And then, yeah, we can go out tomorrow, kind of like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a thing where Aaron mentions this, something about like the first part of her message is like, oh, I don't think you didn't have consent to share these videos. And then it's the second part of the message. And then I think I... reply to the, like, I do that reply, like the mirror reply, basically, and people take it as me telling Aaron, like, oh yeah, I know I didn't have consent to share these videos. It's basically how people interpret it, which is one of the strongest like public arguments that people are using against me. But I've noticed that these arguments don't show up anywhere in any of their interrogatories, so like their requests for me to like comment on a statement I've made, and they completely left Aaron out of every single discovery request on every single document they sent to us. She was never even remotely touched on anything. And I'm realizing now, because they didn't provide any of those conversations, I bet that Pixie's conversations with Aaron, I bet, are really, really, really bad to her. Because they didn't give us anything. When we asked her during the deposition, like, why didn't you provide those conversations? She started to flounder and make up bullshit. She was like, well, I think she might have me blocked on Discord, so I don't even know if I can access those messages, which is all bullshit. None of this is true. It's really fucking annoying that Not that it matters, I guess. I don't think I don't think this will survive the MSJ, but I'm guessing you requested them already. Of course we did, always from the beginning. But it's interesting. The interesting part isn't so much that they ducked giving me anything from Aaron, which I guess I would imagine, because I imagine those, I mean, I always imagined those messages weren't very good for her, but they never even requested anything from me between me and Aaron. And their requests were really, really, really broad for some of the stuff they were looking for. Like, one of the early requests they made was that I had to send them every single intimate video or picture I've ever sent since 2020. Yeah, it was like ridiculously crazy things that they were requesting. But they never, I don't think they touch Aaron in a single doc or anything ever. I don't think they mention her or bring her up ever, which is, that's crazy to me. And fucking annoying too. But whatever, I'm never getting that.